Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to InsideSecure 2012 earnings conference call. I now hand over to Mr. Richard Vacher de Tournière, CFO. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you, and good morning, and welcome to everyone. First, let me endorse some housekeeping, I would say. Hopefully, by now, you have been able to download the presentation that has been posted earlier today on our website, and I'm now on slide two. Before I leave the stage to Rémi, allow me to make a few introductory comments. First, in the course of this presentation, we may use words like "we expect" or "we believe." Such statements constitute forward-looking statements and therefore should be appreciated in relation with the usual disclaimer paragraph on this slide. Second, I would like to remind that some financial measures and performance indicators discussed today are presented on an adjusted basis. Their definitions can be found in the appendix of this presentation as well as in the press release. And a reconciliation with the IFRS financial statements can also be found in the appendix and in the press release. Moving now to next slide, the agenda. First, Rémi will cover the key highlights for 2012. Then Rémi and I will address the financials and the key elements for each of our reporting segments. After that, Rémi will give an update on our strategic focus and will provide comments on the outlook for 2012. And then we'll be happy to take your questions. That being said, we can now move to slide five. And Rémi, if you would like us to get started.
Yes, thank you, Richard. Good morning, everyone. So, key highlight of 2012 and key lessons. 2012 revenue at $122 million are about 20% below 2011. And operating losses almost double versus 2011, although this is roughly in line with analyst consensus. This is nevertheless a very disappointing performance. In view of this very disappointing performance, we have been taking some action from mid-2012. Refocus of the company on the main market. On the NFC market, refocus around a more differentiated offering, around the booster technology and around the introduction of our proprietary secure element, and we'll come back to that as we dive into the NFC market later. And more focus given to the embedded security solution, digital security market. In line with that, we completed the acquisition of Embedded Secure Solution, a division that we acquired from Authentec at the end of 2012, and that was announced late November. And today we are increasing measure to save on cost. We launched a first saving plan for the second half of 2012, and we announced today a much wider reorganization and restructuring project that is aiming at saving $13 million on an annualized basis. And with that, and we have, last point and not the least, we had a position of $60 million of net cash at the end of 2012, which basically means that outside the acquisition of ESS, we have not utilized the proceeds of the IPO that was done last year. So with that, I will hand it to Richard, who will cover the financial in more detail.
Thank you, Rémi. Moving to slide seven. At $122 million, InsideSecure 2012 consolidated revenue was down 19% year-on-year. As explained earlier, it was impacted by the disappointing performance from the NFC business. Mobile NFC segment accounted for 36% of the group's revenue in 2012, compared with 32% in 2011. Consolidated revenue includes the embedded security solution business as from December 1st, 2012, date of completion of the acquisition. And the normalized revenue for the year 2012, meaning including ESS as if it had been integrated, as from January 1st, 2012, amounted to $148 million. Moving to slide 8, which provides you with a snapshot of our Q4 year-on-year revenue breakdown per market. At $31.3 million in the fourth quarter of 2012, consolidated revenue was down 30% compared with the fourth quarter of 2011 and up 9% compared with the third quarter of 2012. Moving now to the next slide, showing the income statement for the full year. First, on the adjusted gross profit side, the adjusted gross profit declined by $11 million in 2012 compared to with 2011 due to both a decrease in revenue and a decrease in the average gross margin due to a less favorable product mix, mainly due to lesser revenue in the digital security division, which usually contributes strongly to the gross margin of the group. R&D expenses slightly increased in 2012 by 1.4%, with the NFC business attracting a greater share of our spending, 70% in 2012 compared with 56% in 2011. With that, we were able to simultaneously develop several major programs, namely the development of the latest version of our NFC microcontroller, which is generating revenue. Second, on the ongoing design of the next generation NFC technology in partnership with Intel. Third, the design of our proprietary embedded secure element. And fourth, the introduction followed by the first sales of the PicoPulse chip, also known as our booster technology. Sales and marketing expense, as well as general and administrative expense, increased by 2.2% in 2012. Compared with 2011, but they decreased in the second half of the year compared with the first half, excluding the impact of an allowance for doubtful trade account receivable recorded in the fourth quarter of 2012. The cost-saving plan that we initiated in July 2012 started to bear fruit from the fourth quarter of the year with a reduction of outsourced R&D and capital expenditure. Moving now, Remy, to the different segments.
Yes, thank you, Richard. So, on the mobile NFC, looking at the figures, it looks like we had a decrease of 8% only on the revenue. In fact, the decrease is much stronger. As you may remember, that 2011 was made of only 6 months of deliveries to one customer, BlackBerry, formerly known as RIM, whereas obviously 2012 was a full year with several customers. This just translates the fact that we had to face two major adverse events in 2012. One that is the downfall of BlackBerry, and the delay and further delay of the introduction of the new platform BB10 that was introduced in fact only last month. And second, that 2012 did see a duopoly take control of the smartphone market, which is the segment where NFC is being integrated. A duopoly made of Android and Apple, Android having exactly 72% market share in Q4 of last year, where reference design has been won by Broadcom, and Apple, who, as you know, has not yet decided to adopt NFC. Therefore, the market was very significantly reduced on the NFC front. And indeed, some of the design-in or design-win that we had, design-win like Nokia, did not materialize in significant revenue during 2012. That is to explain the very disappointing performance of this segment. Now, as Richard explained, Insight did increase significantly its R&D effort to develop, in fact, four platforms, including the two platforms where we believe we have a stronger differentiation, the booster technology that allow us to put NFC on a SIM card or on a very small component that we introduced late last year, and our proprietary secure element. I will move now to Secure Payment division. Secure Payment was down 26% versus the previous year, but slightly up in the second half. This is due to some rebound of the activity in the US on pure contactless payment card. We do not see that as a major event that should last or that should even reverse the trend of contactless payment card going down in the US, but that was a pleasant surprise, as well as to further volume coming from Europe with the payment card with the EMV standard. Given the fact that we reduced our R&D effort and sales effort on this segment, we were able to reduce significantly the losses. But overall, the dynamic of this segment remain unchanged for Insight, which is that we are focusing on the migration in the U.S., the U.S. being about one-third of the world market when it comes to payment card. This migration should start in the second half of 2013, although we expect that it will be a bit slower than expected, and massively in 2014, and in view of that migration, Insight is in the final stage of certifying, finalizing the development of the platform to address this market with its partners. Let's move to digital security. Digital security has been another area of disappointment in 2012 as revenue went down significantly by about 20%. This can be explained by the fact that this is a market where we have a significant activity that can happen or not happen, especially in the field of ID program. If it happens, we get a large volume. If it does not happen, well, we don't get any volume. So this is what impacted mostly 2012, as well as lower activity in the field of security module. Security module is essentially linked to the new segment that we are targeting, where we see potential in the smart metering field and anti-counterfeiting, where we had some design win in early or mid-2012 that we expected some would translate into more volume, into mass deployment in the second half. Well, in fact, the business development of this new segment is taking more time, and therefore we saw some significant drop of the revenue. We as well probably under-invested in that field in terms of sales and marketing, given that the focus of the company was really on NFC during most of 2012. Let's move to the acquisition that we made, so Embedded Secure Solution. You have the detail of the acquisition here. This is in line with the refocus of the company towards more solution in the field of security. We see significant opportunities for synergy with the existing digital security business line of Insight. And I will cover that with some example in the next slide. The first normalized revenue from Q4 and from the first month of December, where ESS was part of Insight, are not really significant, as all of that happened in the midst of an acquisition of this division by Apple, although we are not officially allowed to say the word. Smart journalists have figured out that it was Authentech acquired by Apple, and then divestment made by Apple of this division. But this integration is going well. We see the right level of activity. In fact, Q4 was even a record shipment for the VPN segment, mobile VPN segment of ESS. And as of last week in the World Mobile Congress, you have probably noticed that there is a greater focus on enterprise security in the field of smartphones, so around mobile VPN, which is definitely a strong point of ESS. To explain a bit more on the synergies that we see, we elected to take those two applications that ESS is a leader, where ESS is a leader. Mobile VPN, so securing the communication between a smartphone or a tablet and the server, email server of a corporation, or mobile DRM, which is securing the content and the digital right management of content providers, so HBO, BBC, Orange, Canal Plus, etc., as more and more the content are being viewed on tablet and smartphone. So this is probably the majority of the revenue of ESS today. And one smart way of enhancing this offering is to add, to put some of the secure credentials that are utilized to secure those communications onto the secure elements that is being put on smartphone and tablet with the deployment of NFC, which is then procuring an enhanced offering in terms of security for those content providers or for the corporation who need to have a greater level of security. So this is here an example of the kind of synergies that we can derive from this acquisition. And with that, I will pass it to Richard to go in further detail on the Embedded Security Solution division.
Yeah, with respect to the transaction, and I move to slide 15, upon acquisition, InsightSecure paid a purchase price of $43 million based on an initial estimate of the working capital requirement. Subsequently, in Q1, February, actually, a reduction of the purchase price amounting to $500,000 was agreed upon with the seller and paid to InsightSecure as of yesterday, actually, to take into account the final amount of this working capital requirement. The group then paid an additional amount of $1.8 million to the seller in January 2013 after certain conditions precedent were met. This is an earn-out. And this amount could lead, well, this earn-out scheme could lead us to make another payment of up to $3.4 million if all conditions precedent are met prior April 1st, 2013. Based on the information available today, management considers that it will have to pay the entire additional amount. As part of the acquisition, R&D, sales and marketing teams were transferred to InsightSecure. The seller also transferred intangible assets, including intellectual property licensing royalties and internally developed software, and also tangible assets, working capital items, and cash for $1.6 million. The goodwill amounts to $12 million. It corresponds to the excess of the purchase price consideration, including any additional payment, compared with a combined total of the fair value of the assets being acquired, the identifiable intangible asset, and the liabilities assumed. Moving now to the next slide, 16, which shows the bridge of the cash flow over the year 2012. In 2012, the net cash used in operations, adjusted for depreciation and amortization charges and reversals, reached close to $25 million compared to minus $8 million the year before. And this was partly offset by a reduction in working capital requirements. In particular, inventories fell by 25% compared with December 31st, 2011, and by 31% compared to June 30th, 2012. We believe that the working capital was therefore very low for the as of the end of December 2012. Moving now to next slide, which provides you with a bridge of the cash flow for the second half of the year. It shows that the resilience of the cash position at year-end, despite the 42 million net cash disbursement for the acquisition of ESS, is a result of the group's efforts to optimize its operating resources and reduce its working capital requirements. In addition, during the second half of 2012, we significantly limited capital expenditure, which stood at less than $1 million compared with $3 million in H1, and for a total for the year of close to $5 million in 2012 compared with $5.4 million in 2011. In the second half of 2012, the group thus managed to improve its cash position by $12.4 million. Moving now to next slide, showing the balance sheet. The group net cash position stood at $60 million as of the end of 2012, compared with $18.5 million for the year ended 2011. The working capital as of December 31st, 2012, stands at only $9.2 million. The goodwill of $15 million that is shown on our balance sheet is broken down into two amounts, $12 million for ESS, as explained earlier in this presentation, and $3 million for the SMS secure microcontroller solution business acquired to Atmel back in 2010. We have performed the required impairment test and concluded that no impairment was necessary. With that, thank you for your attention. I will now hand over to Rémi, who will cover the strategy update and the outlook for 2013.
Okay. As you understood, we are changing quite a few things within the company to adapt to the competitive landscape. Strategic refocus and much tighter cost control through this reorganization. Given what I mentioned, it is clear by now that we will not be able to hold to the target given at the IPO of $400 million in 2014. Of course, this action plan is aiming at returning to profitability and growth. We'll adjust our priorities on the key markets, more differentiation on the NFC market, and I forgot to mention that a strong focus on the licensing program of our NFC IP. We believe we have the strongest portfolio of IP around NFC, and of course, we want to be recognized for that. Stronger focus on the embedded and digital security market. We are de facto a leader on this market with the two acquisitions that we have done, and we believe that our positioning across the value chain from the platform, from the architecture of the device to the application, VPN, DRM, is quite unique. We intend, of course, to reinforce this offering. As a conclusion, we believe that through this significant restructure plan and through this refocus towards more differentiation, once this is done, the company will be in a good position to bounce back from this disappointing result of 2012. With that, I want to thank you for your attention and open the floor to questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have a question from Stéphane Houri from Natixis. Please go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, Rémi. Good morning, Richard. Maybe a first question, a general question to start with. I know it's hard for you to give a guidance for 2013, but in your view, which is going to be the most dynamic division in your business, and where do you think is the bottom for you in terms of, let's say, sequential sales? I have more specific questions just after that. Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't hear the second part, Stéphane. Where do you think?
Where do you think there is the bottom in your sales if you place it on a sequential stance, I would say? Which quarter?
Well, I believe for the second question that we are near bottom, or at least this is what we are seeing and planning for. Regarding your first question, I would probably put on an equal weighting the two division of mobile NFC digital and embedded security, given the fact that the mobile NFC market is still quite active. In some sense, 2012 was a bit of a transition year. If you look at the figures, the industry almost doubled the delivery of units from 40 plus million units to probably 80 plus million units. So you would say everything is fine, but this is somehow hidden by the fact that it was mostly one model, the Samsung Galaxy S3, that did probably more than half of the volume, and that we are yet to see a much stronger deployment of real NFC application. I mean activation of the NFC phone with people using those phones to pay in the subway, to pay in the shops, to get real secure services through NFC. Here, the positioning of the company does allow us to play in this further deployment of the NFC application. And at the same time, on the embedded security front, we see a heavy trend for the coming years towards the need of greater security with the very large volume of mobile and connected device, the tablet, the mobile phone, the smartphone, and lots of security problem. As you know, Android, being an open standard, has many loopholes in terms of security, and this is where we play, bridging the gap on the security for the solution that do require mobile VPN, mobile DRM. So I would put them on an equal footing here.
Okay, thank you. Regarding NFC now, it's clear that you're putting more focus on pickables and the secure proprietary secure element. Could you give us some, let's say, visibility on the volume you expect for those two products? Thank you.
So knowing that we have been severely burned in the past, As forecasts given by our customers were not reliable, we want to stay extremely careful here. As you say, we are probably at the bottom. It is not the time for us to give strong expectations. What we know is that we have delivered those platforms through a very significant R&D effort. What I mean is that what was under our control, being able to release those platforms in the time that we had announced, we did it. Now, the rest is to happen with the market. We have sold the first volume of pickables into China, and we see further potential in other emerging markets, but it is closely linked to the deployment of the NFC application, because it is only because NFC applications are going to be deployed with real people doing real transactions with the NFC phone that the need for Pulse for the aftermarket will come. So we see that happening in a few geographies, but it is at the very early stage, so I want to stay careful here. Same thing on the secure element. It is closely linked to the success of BlackBerry as of today, because this is where we are selling, we are going to sell our secure element. If I was to refer to history, to 2012, it is probably two-thirds of the volume of 2012 that come with a secure element, and one-third without a secure element. So you would say a secure element looks like the dominant way. But it is still too early to call any winner here. We are coming with a good solution with some differentiation. We see good prospect, but we are not going to set expectation here.
Okay. Maybe could you comment on the start of BB10, which looks to be a bit better than expected? When do you think it will have an impact on your sales? And the question behind that is, where, in your view, are the inventories in the industry on your products?
So I think we pointed to that last year that we know that some of the product that we sold to BlackBerry last year are on their shelves. We are not in position to give you the full detail of that, but we expect that the first half of this year is going to be very weak because of that. Now, we are hoping for a pleasant surprise that would come from a very successful takeoff of BlackBerry BB10 in the two models that they are proposing. The first one being the full touch screen that was introduced, the Z10 that was introduced about 1 month ago, but not yet completely deployed on a worldwide basis. The second being the sweet spot of BlackBerry, the one with the physical keyboard that should come in May. Long story short, I don't think that we'll have a real good visibility on those before mid of this year, because we know very well that each time a new product is introduced, during the first 6 weeks, you see a significant uptake, which is what is happening today with the first model that BlackBerry has introduced. But it takes 3 months to assess if it is just the loyalist or the techies, or if it is really a significant trend from the industry who is adopting this new platform. So mid of this year.
Okay, thank you. Last two questions, if I may. The first one is on the restructuring plan that you're making, that you're announcing. How do you decide and which project you preserve in R&D and which project you don't preserve? And the second last question would be about the cash evolution. You've done a pretty good job in maintaining the cash position. Okay. Do you think this is sustainable? And do you think there will be some, there is a natural risk, but do you have some acquisitions in mind during the year like you did with ESS?
So on your first question, it is true that, first thing I have to say is that we just announced today the direction. We will start in the coming days discussion with the our partners, with the employee representative for the implementation of that. Nevertheless, when we give a target of $13 million of annualized saving, it means that we have already some good idea of what we want to achieve. And we did that indeed based on the roadmap that we want to achieve for the company. So priorities, we did a huge effort of R&D in 2012 as we had those four platforms in parallel on the NFC front. Those main part of those development has been achieved, therefore now we can focus on more customization or fine-tuning on the NFC offering, and we are going indeed to increase further the R&D effort on the digital security front. So from that angle, we are confident that despite the saving, we'll be able to maintain our roadmap. On the cash front, probably I will pass it to Richard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So cash position was 60 million as of the end of 2012. Indeed, in 2013, we believed that we would burn some cash. First, let's keep in mind that in Q1 we could pay up to $4 to $5 million to the seller of ESS at the earnout, so this is a cash outflow. If the restructuring plan is implemented as we intend in 2013, this would lead to another disbursement which is now estimated, and we are at the very early stage of the process, but estimated at around $7 million. That won't be completely offset by the result of the saving, because they will come over time, and they would be, in our view, completely shown in our result, and therefore in the cash flows in the later part of the year, and hopefully for 100% of the impact in Q4.
Okay. Thank you very much. And about the acquisition, do you have
acquisition in mind? You have a third question. So no, we don't. As of today, we are not engaged into any discussions with the party to do a buy-side acquisition. Anyway, with our current cash position, we believe that we should keep the cash to fund our operations and be able also to to finance a bounce back of the activity. Therefore, any acquisition that we might do would be of a lesser importance in terms of dollar amount compared to the one that we did last year.
Okay, very clear. Thank you very much.
We have a question from François-Xavier Bouvigny from Exane BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Thanks for taking my question. Just a quick follow-up on the guidance 2013. I know it's difficult, but can you give us more color, like any figures for 2013 in terms of revenues or for like the segments? Thank you.
As we said earlier during the call, unfortunately, not. We are initiating a move, a change in our focus, in our priorities. We are engaging into a reorganization. We believe now is not the right time to provide detailed guidance. Having said that, we will have further meeting points with you later in the year when we will disclose the Q1 and especially the H1, and at that point we will provide with the market with a detailed view on where we stand and how we see the rest of the year. But today is premature.
Okay, thank you.
We have no more questions. I remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have a question from Elodie Mazin from AFP. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. I just want to know if you have any details about the staff reductions that you are planning, about 20% of your worldwide staff. If you can give me some details about that. Thank you.
On that front again, so this is a worldwide reorganization, and we are active in the main territories in Europe, in Asia, and in the US. But and this plan will be obviously conducted in accordance with the laws and regulation of each relevant territories.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, if we take the main two countries where we have people in the UK and in France, mm-hmm. we are at a very, very early stage of the process. So we'll start discussing with the employee representative bodies in order to consult them, in order to get their opinion, and then at that point we will make a firm decision on what we do. But
okay.
Today is too early.
Okay, can you give me the detail of how many people you are employing and in France and in the UK? Those are the two main countries in total, because the last figure we found is end of 2011, so if you have an updated figure.
Well, let me tell you, on the worldwide basis, we have 465 employees.
Okay.
Let's stay at this level.
Okay, and in France and UK? You don't want to say?
But it was France and UK compared to 2011, it was flattish.
Okay.
Roughly.
But no figure. No specific figure.
I don't have them in my head right now, so instead
okay.
of giving you a wrong information.
No, but in the UK we are about 80 people.
Okay.
And north of 200.
Yeah, at this level, at this level, yes, we can say that. Yeah.
Okay, great. But the whole countries are will be affected by those reductions, not just those two countries.
The idea is a worldwide reorganization. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
We have no more questions. Ladies and gentlemen, I remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have a question from Jérôme Dumas from Montaigne Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I have a question regarding design wins. Last year, at the end of the year, you talked about a pipeline. So where do you stand on that? Thank you.
Yes, and I alluded to that in my comment on the NFC segment, of course. with the fact that the industry is totally dominated by this duopoly. Therefore, there are some design-in or design-win on which we have not been able to communicate because either they have been cancelled, meaning the design-in did not materialize into the real launch of a platform because this player was badly affected by the evolution of the competition with Samsung and Apple, or because those launch were delayed. Some of them will happen, but as you know, it is the OEM, the phone manufacturer, who is to decide on when the communication can be made. And it is clearly a huge frustration for us not to be able to communicate on those. More importantly, what matters is the volume that will follow those launches. So at this stage, I cannot give further comments.
We have no more questions. Ladies and gentlemen, I remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no more questions.
Okay, then I think I want to thank you all for attending this call, and we will stay in touch with you and keep you informed of the progress that we are making on the coming months on those key elements that we have announced today. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call. Thank you all for your attending. You may now disconnect.